Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. A minor controversy was hatched yesterday due to elves in the Research and Development Department saying that Santa's new sleigh was sitting locked in a garage at the sleigh barn and was not being flown. That part of the news is confirmed as true. What was not inferred, however, or reported, was the reason why Santa has the sleigh sitting idle. Here to shed some light on the situation is an elf who knows a great deal about flying sleighs, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you know what's wrong with Santa's sleigh and why Santa has it locked up?
Hi, Frank. Yes, I do. And Santa has it locked up for good reason.
What's wrong with the sleigh, Crash, and how did you find out about it?
Well, I used my pass to get in to take a look at it, Frank. Only about four of us have such a thing, and I'm one of them. I could tell right away what's wrong with the sleigh, and the reason Santa has it locked up is because he wants to fix it himself, Frank. Santa is a master tinkerer, and he just needs to tinker with this thing a little bit. I'd bet he will have it the way he wants it in about 30 minutes.
Will the changes that Santa makes upset the engineer elves who designed it, Crash?
Not really, Frank. Those elves are great guys, and they're really, really smart. But they keep making the same mistakes year after year with Santa's sleigh. Their problem is that they're obsessed with breaking a new speed record every year, and they are obsessed because Santa is obsessed with greater and greater speed. It is a tough thing to accomplish. But because of that, the elves in engineering go a little too far in radical design, and instead of making the sleigh go faster, they sometimes make it go slower, Frank.
How could they let that happen, Crash?
Well, it's not their fault. They aren't with Santa and watching him work. One of Santa's steady complaints about the sleigh designers is they keep messing up the seat on the sleigh. They continually want to design it to look and act like a recliner. Santa likes the seat to be actually minimally padded and more like a bench. It's short. It feels like a church bench, Frank. If you sit in it, your first instinct would be to take it out and put in something more, well, comfortable. But Santa doesn't want to be comfortable on the sleigh. Sometimes he stands when he flies the sleigh, and sometimes he sits. He wants a seat that allows him room to stand and to get in and out of the sleigh quicker. Seat design you wouldn't think would affect the speed of things, but it does. But that's not the only thing wrong with this sleigh.
So what else is wrong?
It's the runners. That's another thing you wouldn't think about having anything to do with speed. And if all Santa had to worry about was flying, then he wouldn't worry about the runners at all. And he knows he has to land a couple billion times on Christmas, and those runners are kind of crucial to a good landing. One year they tried to heat the runners, thinking it would speed him along and keep him safe on icy roofs. Frank, it was a disaster. It made the rooftops more slick, and it slowed Santa down. In warm climates, those hot runners took off roof shingles, and, well, that just caused all kinds of horrible damage. Santa was not close to a speed record that year, and he had to send elves back for a lot of cleanup work. He doesn't want to do that. I took one look at those runners, and I can tell you now they won't work. They have too broad of a wingspan, Frank. Not to get too technical, but Santa needs to narrow them down a little bit and make the sleigh more capable of landing on smaller houses. The way those runners sit now, Santa would have to skip more than half the small houses he goes to. That would make a lot of people unhappy, especially Santa. So Santa says he wants to fix it himself. Oh, he's serious, Frank. I think Santa will get it taken care of.
So you're saying this is no big deal?
No big deal, Frank. Hang your stocking. Santa's going to come, and he's going to come in that sleigh.
Okay, Crash, thanks for the detailed response and the reassurance. I'm sure that will help cool down the amount of mail we have received about this issue. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.